I'm Liz.
I'm Justin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Austin.
So have you guys seen Twilight New Moon?
Exciting surprise.
Yeah.
You've been waiting the months.
We've been wanting to go back to...
Josh is always like, where's Liz? We need to watch Twilight.
I'm here.
We're going back to Fork.
To Spork, Washington.
You guys, we can do fun stuff together. The line he gives her when he's trying to get his daughter to not leave him once again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fun stuff together, yeah.
Oh, wow. Josh, what we do here on the podcast is the people who haven't seen the movie, in this case, you.
Right.
Give a brief rundown of what you think is going to take place in this movie.
Yeah.
Based solely on the title, right?
New Moon.
Yeah. Well, and obviously what you know of the first movie.
And what you know of the movie you've seen further down the line.
I mean, that's a little further down the line. I assume this one is going to focus more on Jacob, the werewolf character. It's got Moon in the title. You know, Jacob kind of talked about... like, protecting Belle, but he didn't really do anything in the first movie.
There wasn't a lot of Jacob, was there?
No, there was not a lot of Jacob.
So this is, like, the Jacob comeback. This is gonna, like, you have to stay... maybe she, like, moves houses and moves in with Jacob temporarily.
In the doghouse.
wherever they... Do the werewolves also have a ridiculous mansion that they've lived in since Time Eternal? But it's underground, right?
Oh, you. This is my room. I call it the pound.
It's a Snoopy house. And Bella's just laying on top.
But it's like a teenage drama, right? So it's going to... like, Jacob's going to try to make moves on Belle. And Belle's going to, like, I guess, start going... right? And then realize that Jacob also likes her. And she's like, no, I like Edward.
Ooh.
But this is the movie... started the Team Edward, Team Jacob thing, right?
Oh, I think movie one started that.
No, remember, no. Like, I made everyone cookies
and
to make you guys choose, and then you're like, oh, just kidding.
Because Jacob was hardly in the first one.
Fantastic. Yeah, black and white cookies with their faces on them, by the way.
I don't really remember it that much, but I think you're right. Like, I feel like, obviously, the title New Moon, that Jacob's going to be more prominent in this one.
Yeah.
What's going to be the thing that gets
this
her...
this is going to be, like, whenever it started being...
maybe on Team Jacob's, like, side. What's going to do it?
He's going to talk to her.
Okay. And be like, I'm not a creepy 200-year-old man trapped in a boy's body.
I'm also a creepy 200-year-old man, but my family lives here in Forks.
And so I can watch her, not watch her while she sleeps.
They're all watching her while she sleeps.
Yeah.
Are we gonna get a scene where Jacob does something ridiculously supernatural, like stop a car in front of the school and no one questions it?
Oh yeah.
That was really early on too. Maybe that was a dead giveaway that he was powerful.
Maybe he won't look like he's about to throw up when he looks at her.
Yeah. Oh, and that's why she's like, maybe he's the one.
Maybe Jacob, like, because they did some talks last movie, like, this part of Forks being the werewolf territory, and they're, like, allowing the vampires to be there.
For so a like, treaty. Yeah, the clones.
So maybe it's a territory thing where maybe Jacob, like, kidnaps Bella, but Bella willingly go.
A sexy kidnapping?
Yeah, sexy kidnapping.
I don't know if those are real. It's a kidnapping video.
It comes from a young adult novel. Trigger warning, sexy kidnapping.
Oh, no.
It's kind of like, no, never mind.
Is it a kidnapping if they're okay with it?
As long as you talk it through beforehand and there's parameters set, you have safe words and all that.
A waiver sign.
Yeah.
Are we going to see more of Forks in this movie?
Or is there more of Forks to see?
Is it just a high school in one neighborhood?
How many actual Forks will we see?
How much, how much of her high school life are we going to see?
Not as much as we should, given the fact she's in high school.
Yeah.
We might see one day. There was, like, no high school. So we, like, 2 days, maybe one.
Is she going to get a part-time job?
No. No.
She's, like, the daughter of a poor
sheriff.
That
leaves no time for being sexy towards other people.
You can't be sexy at a job?
She's also not friends with, like, people who have infinite money.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't be sexy and have a job.
Oh, wow. This blows my mind. I'm going to get my shit in order.
When was
we've been watching sitcoms on the other channel? You know you can be sexy at a job.
That's fair. That's
fair. Oh yeah, Sam Malone.
Is there a bar in Forks?
I was thinking Carla. But is there a bar in Forks? Several, like
there's
more,
gotta be.
Yeah,
it's
there's
Washington.
Yeah,
like
sure.
There's more bars than churches in this town, is my guess.
Okay. At least gotta be. Yeah, you're right.
Maybe equal, but
yeah.
How many sports games are we gonna get in this movie?
Ooh. like vampires
sport,
and werewolves
what
play.
What sport do werewolves play?
Okay, so vampires play baseball.
Yeah. Werewolves
football,
play
frisbee. They love ultimate frisbee.
They play disc golf.
That's offensive.
JV.
Kind of making a Twilight thing here.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Maybe like a shirtless beach volleyball scene or something?
Oh, definitely shirtless Jacob.
Yeah, absolutely.
In Washington? Oh, beach volleyball.
Ooh, yeah, it's like that big rough pebble beach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, La Push, baby.
Yeah.
Playing with the boys. It's like Top Gun.
Yeah, everyone's all scraped out. Like,
but they're werewolves, so they're super tough. So.
I guess.
We're the only ones who come to this beach.
Oh, yeah.
There were surfers in the first movie.
Wait, are they going to transform? Because, like, vampires don't transform. They're already...
They just are.
They just are.
Yeah. Are we going to see Jacob, like, turn
Did
into
we not
an actual
see any
werewolf?
Werewolf transformations?
No.
Oh, wow.
Is that going to happen? I don't want to see that.
Well, you're... What, you think we have werewolves that aren't going to become werewolves?
Oh, I don't think it's going to be sexy in this movie. CG wasn't sexy enough back then.
Did we do an American Werewolf
in
London?
Yeah, it's been over a year because it was part of my 31 for 31 2024.
Okay.
Yeah, we did American Werewolf
That was fantastic. Another previous episode you guys need to check out is The Sixth Sense. You brought that and Josh had never had it spoiled.
Right.
A golden moment on the podcast. Oh, I'm excited. I looked up the Rotten Tomatoes score for this one, and it's 28%.
What?
Oh.
They don't know anything.
Nope. Audience score is about 65.
How many teenagers did they ask?
How long are the recommendations going to go? Will they recommend this one? I don't know.
We still hold it against them sometimes when we show them Criterion films
I have
or
not
something.
Even...
It's like, you recommended Twilight.
I've gotten so much shit since the recommendation.
I love it.
Like, every recommendation I do after that, they're like, but you recommended Twilight, so that's actually, like, completely
wrong. Every time you're, like, hesitating even, we're like, but Twilight?
Team Josh?
Oh, that's a shirt.
Yeah. Love it.
We're going to get to it. We're going to watch 2009's Twilight New Dawn.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Here on Have You Seen.
Didn't realize it was that old.
Oh, ouch!
See it in your eyes, everything you're hiding. I can see the truth in you, even when
And we're back, having just seen Twilight Part 2 New Moon. Oh, yeah. Pure cinema, as Josh proclaims.
Yeah. I clap every time.
We're back in Fork. It's cold, it's dreary, and give us a rundown. Josh, what happens?
Jacob doesn't matter near as much as I thought he was going to.
A little more than the first one, though.
He was in it a lot more.
He was in it for the first half, like, solid.
Yeah.
First half.
We were asking, is Edward even going to show back up?
Yeah, I was a little worried. Wasn't going to come until the very end, but we get him back.
So are you on Team Edward or Team Jacob?
I'm on Team Edward. I don't know how, maybe it's more on
the abs
in the books, but like, Jacob doesn't stand a fucking chance in this
book. Because he's 16!
Oh my god.
She loves Edward the entire, and is not shy about that.
Yeah.
This movie starts, she turns 18 and Edward ditches her. Like Leo and one of his girlfriends turning 28. He's like, I love you too much. If you're in this town, or if I'm in this town, you're in danger. Like, his logic is so flawed.
She almost died last movie, right?
It's because she keeps bringing up wanting to be a vampire, and he doesn't want to do it.
He can't.
Well, she's so fragile, too, the paper cut, and then Jasper's like, ah.
And Edward throws her 12 feet across.
He's like, I just barely threw you into that wall, and your arm was like, bleeding.
He jokens her into the wall.
Oh, wow. This movie has so much unnecessary slow-mo.
Unnecessary.
Well, the speeding it up too is like fast and slow.
During the fight scene, I kind of dug it. It was like Matrix-y. It's fast and slow.
You could just do real time, guys.
You mean balance it out. Yeah. You don't have good actors and fighters and stunt people. No, we're telling a story here.
Yeah, the fighting where they like tumbled. And it, like, turned into, like, almost, like, mist.
Yeah.
And,
like,
tumbled around. That was pretty interesting.
Death Eater fighting.
Yeah, it reminded me of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is heavily inspired by Harry Potter. It started as a fan fiction, right?
No.
That's
a
different story.
Oh, Fifty Shades
is a fan fiction.
I thought this started as a fan fiction of Harry Potter for some reason.
Uh-uh.
Are you sure?
No, without wizards and castles.
Yeah.
None of this school or teachers.
Nothing like it in America.
Yeah, she's just a big fan.
Oh, wow. But he was in Harry Potter, the main character, Edward.
Yes.
Not the character, the actor.
Yeah. He was Cedric Diggory.
That was the third one where it was like
Goblet of Fire.
Wizard Olympics?
The fourth one.
Okay.
The Tri-Wizard Tournament.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hello.
Now, how many people from this movie were in that one? Just him?
Just him, I think.
Okay.
Charlie, I just recently found out, is in a few episodes of The Gilmore Girls.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
He books it out of here and takes her on one of the most devastating breakup hikes ever seen in a movie.
What's his excuse? Is like, Carlisle's supposed to be 10 years older than he actually looks.
Yeah,
people are never noticing.
People are noticing. I'm like, okay, that's pretty flimsy.
Yeah.
But they mentioned that in the first movie, right? They have to keep moving around so they don't draw attention.
Yeah, but
do they have, like, crazy mansions wherever they go, though?
Probably.
They probably have a huge stash of gold from World War II that's from some undisclosed location.
Yeah, right.
Every vampire in every story is always rich.
So if you're a poor vampire and you've lived for like 800 years, it's kind of on you.
Yeah. Isn't that Louis in Interview with the Vampire?
Right, right. Yeah. He's just kind of slumming it.
Well, he just kind of like gave up.
Yeah.
Oh, a vampire who gives up.
It's like What We Do in the Shadows. Have you seen that?
I saw like one episode and then just forgot.
Highly recommend it. Yeah, we did an episode for our other show. And we've watched it personally just for fun. It's really good.
I've heard great things.
Yeah. It's like, what would a vampire do nowadays in a comedy situation?
Yeah. And
they've mostly given up. They're very poor. They live in a dilapidated house. So Edward leaves, and she is ruined. She is so torn up.
She's having night every night screaming her poor dad.
Oh my god.
It's for months.
She sits in the chair for 3 months.
Yeah.
Staring out the window.
That was the weirdest. Because
the first time it happens,
the chair just says October. It's yeah. Like, wait, what was the month before
this? Yeah. And you're like, oh wait, it doesn't really matter because this is November, yeah. December, and it's like panning. It's doing that 360 shot. And it's kind of a cool shot, I guess.
Yeah, that's cool.
It is one of the more iconic Twilight references in the fandom, for sure.
The one I always see referenced from this movie that I didn't know was from this movie is like the elite vampires.
The Volturi.
Yeah, that meme where it's like looking down on the peasants.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was from this movie or Twilight at all. I would have guessed that was from like the French Revolution movie or something.
Oh, Lord.
The Volturi are fun. They're
they're a lot of fun.
Oh my god, yeah.
They are kind of a quirky, weird vampire council that there's three of them, and they sit in this, like, really old Italian building in a village that celebrates throwing vampires out at one point. Mm-hmm. So it's like the perfect cover.
Yeah.
It's like the most vampire-hating town in Italy.
We hear about the Volturi because this is Edward talking about how he would kill himself.
Okay, the way he incepts her before dumping her is terrible. He's just like, hey, Belle. They're in the back of class, like the cool kids, talking during a movie.
During Romeo and Juliet. And he's talking like, about like, oh, I wish I could die that easy.
Oh my God.
Best part about this is the suicide. Jesus. I'm jealous.
Yeah.
And she's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Right. Are you okay, Edward?
Yeah. There's a hotline. I have a number you should call.
Exactly.
See the counselor, maybe?
The teacher calls him out on talking, and he's like, Edward, give me the last 5 lines of the movie. Yeah. And Edward does it just stone-faced. And you're like, man, I wish... I now know that he's a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
From, like, The Lighthouse, and even Batman was pretty good, the newest one. Show me that in this movie. Everybody's not given any sort of reaction whatsoever.
That's the point, though, right? They're all emotionless teenagers.
Or vampires.
Or vampires, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's impressive how emotionless they are.
We haven't done the Barbie movie yet. Much more emotion in plastic toys than the characters in this movie.
Yeah, his reciting of this was like...
stone-faced.
He might as well have been reading it.
Yeah, he probably was off of a cue card or something. But I believe he could have memorized it easily. Sure. He's a great actor.
I'm not saying that he couldn't have memorized it. But I'm just saying the delivery was...
No, I hear ya.
Oh, man. Do you ever have that kid in class who read like that, though? When you had to read out loud?
Oh, yeah.
Was just kind of like this and kind of like
this. Oh, yeah.
What if Edward was always that kid?
Oh, my God.
For 109 years.
For 109 years.
It's kind of like... oh man, like maybe you should like take some remedial English classes or something. We can do better, bud.
They think he's on the spectrum, but he's a vampire.
Oh, no, yeah.
Maybe they're not mutually exclusive. I mean, he could still get help.
Sure.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I'm sure they're autistic.
ADHD vampires.
Yeah, oh my
ADHD
god.
Oh, yeah.
Oh Lord. Oh God. Would Adderall even do anything? Oh, that would be the worst.
Who knows? Yeah.
Oh my god.
You're just like jonesing for blood.
I like have all this money, but then just like spend it all on TikTok shop. The dopamine hit.
That's how you end up a poor vampire.
ADHD.
So he leaves. She's just sitting around. And she realizes that if she pushes her boundaries, if she experiences a thrill, a rush of adrenaline, she sees an Edward ghost.
Oh, yeah.
This was weird.
Where he's, like, warning her. He's like, don't be stupid, Bella.
And
turn
it's not
back.
Just her imagining. I think this is a projection of Edward.
Like, really?
Because it's, like, it mists. It's not just, like, her.
It's a metaphorical representation.
No, I think it's a part of Edward. I think it's part of his, like, power.
Or is the other cryptid of, like, you know, a mimic where people hear, you know, voices or something.
Uh-huh.
And, like, turns out the person that they thought was talking was like at the grocery store the whole time.
Oh, that's so scary.
Yeah. What if it's more scary than we think?
Oh, you're saying there are hidden cryptids in this movie.
Yeah.
We're not recognizing. We proposed
more romance options for Bella.
Oh, hey, there you
hey,
go.
Hey, both.
She's haunted by a mimic.
We proposed that. A doppelganger.
Yeah.
We proposed that in the first movie. Yeah. There should be like a monster high. And
also,
there should be other monsters introduced.
Why didn't this story just go into like a thruple situation?
Because they want to kill each other?
Because the...
Well, Jacob's 16, so you can't legally consent.
Okay.
He's just hitting werewolf puberty.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Him and Bella start hanging out. Bella shows up one day at his door with two busted-ass motorcycles she just got from the junkyard. And it's like, hey, you're my boyfriend now, and we're going to fix this shit together.
Nice.
And he's like, hell yeah. Well, I throw pizza at you.
Yeah.
Oh, that throwing pizza scene was crazy.
That was the most terrifying thing. Yeah. And it cuts to a wrench.
Yeah.
In an edit, and he catches it.
They had to transition it because it was so insane.
They could never get it.
They were just like, it was like, well, she threw the pizza. And we had to cut what happened next.
Oh, toppings fell off and it hit actor in the face. Or it was really hot and it like scalded
it
him.
It was terrible. Terrible idea, Bella.
It was just so messy.
That's why he's out of shirts.
Oh my god, the pizza's
the
off.
Pizza, yeah. She ruined all of his shirts.
And he takes his shirt off at a drop.
Not
hat.
Just him. Because let's talk about this breakup hike really quick. The most devastating way to break up with someone. Hike them 10 miles into the dark, cold woods.
And then use your superpowers to leave them in the...
Be like, bye.
Like a spite breakup? I get it.
Yeah.
I have a, you know, there's a couple people I would take.
If you could Hulk run out of the forest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would be like, all right, let's la loose right now. Sun's going down.
You probably didn't expect her to literally pass out on the
She seat. Almost dies.
She almost
yeah.
dies.
Yeah.
She gets like lost in the woods.
It's like late fall up in the northern woods. It's getting all cold. She falls down and has like hypothermia or something. And I thought Jacob was rescuing her because of this nipple.
Right. Because of the nipple.
In the moonlight.
He's not a werewolf.
Too brown.
Too big, too.
Yeah,
he's got,
too big.
He's got tiny little werewolf nipples. Six of them going down his abs.
His airbrushed abs.
Oh, we'll get to the airbrushed abs. Oh, my God. Jacob's ripped in this movie.
Yeah.
And that's why I think there's a Team Jacob. Because some people are just in the
physique.
No,
it came from the books, too.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying once people saw this movie... It really kicked off the Team Jacob, because we didn't see, is it Taylor Lautner?
Yeah.
We didn't see him hardly at all in the first movie. He snuck to the prom. He had that horrible wig for the first half of this movie, too. Then he gets a haircut, and he's shredded. And so that's why we have Team Jacob. Sure, from the books, they probably were like, and he's shredded.
Yeah, Stephanie Meyer.
And they're just like, oh, fanning themselves reading it.
With the book.
Get your abs away from me. They both show up at her house in her room sometimes in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
God.
There's no respect for personal space.
Yeah,
in
no
this.
Privacy. I'd be so mad.
I'd be pissed if Edward was over me while I was sleeping and he's like, don't worry, I'll still be here when you wake up.
Oh my God. And I'd be like, how many times did I fart? Oh my God, please don't. Oh.
Don't worry, my werewolf power is I don't hear girl farts. So you not only get the basic line werewolf, or not werewolf, vampire powers.
Yeah.
Where you can like Hulk jump, which is almost flying.
Parkour.
You can smell really good. Yeah. But you also get a unique power.
I think you can heal.
Oh, he heals fast, yeah. But you get a unique power.
I don't think all of them get unique powers, right? Like, I don't think every vampire has
They're pretty diverse.
But
I don't know if there's like some, you know, I don't think this is a spoiler or anything, but there's like some hinting of some overlap, but or not overlap, but similarities to like other powers, but you know.
Does every vampire have a extra power?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Okay. But some of them have the same extra power.
But not really.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, in the way the Volturi were acting about Edward's power, it's like, some of them are pretty cool.
Because it kind of seemed like Edward and the head Volturi
like,
have the same power.
Like, I'm the vampire. My extra power is I can make my fingernails grow really long.
Oh, God. What would be the worst vampire power?
Like, making people work with them isn't...
You're a traditional Nosferatu. Like, you can't go out in the sun. You have to live in the sewers and eat bugs.
You're just really
like,
gross looking.
You're real gross. Yeah. But you still have that, like, vampire charisma. So if you get people in person, you can glamour them. I think that'd be the worst. I don't know. Summoning bugs? Because some vampires in, like, lore could turn into rats and escape or turn into mist or fog.
It didn't seem like any of them had those kinds of powers, like transforming.
You'd think the head ones would, but doesn't the head guy have the same powers as Edward, where he can read minds?
No, no. It's through the hand. That's why he has to touch the hand.
But Edward has,
he can learn everything they've ever...
I looked it up. He has psychometry.
Oh, okay, so he touches something.
He touches something and he, like, experiences everything that...
Edward's got a location based.
He's mind read.
Yeah. Mind read.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Edward's sister Alice can see the future.
Right. In limited quantities. Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
Do we know what Jasper's power is yet? I know what it is.
It's the mood control. Because she said in the beginning when Alice gave her the thing, he can influence
people's moods.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Dakota Fanning shows up in this?
She can, like, make people experience pain.
Well. Maybe that's the only one she displayed. She can make him experience emotions. Yeah. Like, she hits Edward with, like, giddiness, and it's just like...
like, bathroom urgency.
Depression.
Like, where's the bathroom? So sorry.
She's just constantly influencing her bosses to, like, get her way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one to have if it's all emotions. That's pretty OP. That's like an Omega X-Men power.
Not as good as the other ones we've saw, though.
No, if you can influence, like, people feeling emotions and they don't know it's you, I bet that would be pretty good for this, like... She's a very social vampire, is what I'm saying. She works with a council.
Sure.
Be able to... What about the power to, like, know what the produce code is for everything at the grocery store? That's your vampire.
I'm a pro at the self-checkout.
Yeah. But I guess to steal things, like, everything's the banana code, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And you just know the weight of bananas you'll need to
pretend. Or no, you just type in, like, what, I think it's, like, 4099 or 4088. And then you weigh it, and it's registered in
bananas. I like it, yeah. That seems like a power everyone has already that we should be utilizing more.
Dang it.
Still, maybe that puts it on the lower end of vampire powers.
Sure.
I know exactly when the buses are going to be
here. Yeah.
But, like, I think, like, the bigger guy in the Cullens...
The dad?
No, like the buffer
Emmett.
Dude.
Emmett, okay.
I think his power is that he's just strong. Like, he's extra strong even for vampires.
Yeah. You might be right. And that's kind of a bummer.
He's just got extra strength.
He's like a little bit stronger than the rest of them.
He's really happy in this one. He's always giving people hugs. He seems like he's better off than the first one. But every time they go to the Cullens' house, it seems like a funeral has just happened.
Yeah.
And we're, like, meeting at the house afterwards to have some wine. Because everybody's
so
dressed really formally.
Yeah,
and everybody's really quiet and solemn.
And all staring at whoever just walked in.
Uh-huh,
so
the
it's like,
human.
They're here.
Yeah, you have to pretend for the human. Edward goes away for a while. And we have a red-headed vampire that comes to town.
Well, she's sort of been there.
She's from the first movie.
Veronica?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's hunting.
Victoria.
She's hunting Bella because...
She's avenging the death of her boyfriend, who is the one who bit
Bella. The one that they killed in the first movie.
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't become a vampire in this one. If vampires bite you, you have to drink
their
blood?
No, because remember it was the thing where Edward had to, like, suck the venom out?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, Edward, like, you're gonna kill her! Stop!
Oh, so dramatic.
Yeah, it was very dramatic.
She's in town. She's hunting Bella with her dreadlocked friend. What's his name?
Laurent.
Yes. he just shows up in a field. Bella is taking so many dangerous suicide forest walks.
In this stupid movie.
This is horrible.
Girl. Well, while there's like actively on the news the people talking about like another person was found murdered this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like murdered by a bear though.
Ripped to shreds.
Yeah, just obliterated and like body cashed and you know, like actual bear.
I'm gonna go
dead
on a hike by myself.
Yeah. Or her dad told her not to. She's being a dumbass.
Yup. Her dad's out doing all this investigative work.
I was a high school teenager, like raised by a single father. I get it.
Yeah, you gotta have that time to yourself.
I made some dumb decisions for sure.
We've all dated a few monsters. We've all been there.
Yeah.
Who's the guy that her dad is out hiking and looking around with? Clearwater?
Harry Clearwater.
Yes. He knows about the werewolves.
Yeah, he's covering.
Bella thinks at first that it's not a bear, it's these wolves that she sees when Laurent shows up and threatens her life. He gets chased off and just ripped apart by werewolves.
Well, she doesn't know that yet.
Not yet, no.
Yeah.
She imagined that Laurent kills the werewolves.
Yeah, she's kind of team vampire.
She can't imagine the werewolves.
Yeah. She's like a big giant wolves. Big wolves. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I see a wolf that's up to my chest. I'm thinking werewolf or like dire wolf. Like something magical at least.
This was not even up to her chest. This was like taller than she was.
These are big wolves.
Yeah.
I see like a Labrador and I'm like, whoa, it's a big dog.
Yeah.
My gauge would be really bad.
Great Dane, and it's like, are you magical? That's almost all dogs and pets in general, though. So they're kind of looking for the bear or the monsters, the wolves now. Clearwater knows it's not the wolves, so he's like covering the tracks for them. Meanwhile, Jacob has this weird beef going on with, like, the townie boys. And they're the shirtless ones doing, like, cliff diving. And he pulls over and he's like, Bella, let's watch these shirtless guys jump off this cliff. I hate them.
No, she asked about Sam, she's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, because she sees one of them get, like, it looks like he gets thrown off right. Two of the other ones.
Yeah, it's like, we just saw a man. I would be the same. I'd probably be, like, crying and be like, no, we've
lost. That happens multiple times because she thinks it's a murder and then Alice thinks it's a murder when she jumps off the cliff.
Yeah, that cliff is really the villain of the story. Sorry.
That's a dangerous place to go cliff jumping. I guess if you're not...
Especially if there's a vampire in the water.
And you're not a werewolf. Yeah. I don't know how she didn't get eaten when she knocked herself out in the water after jumping off.
She didn't even need the extra threat of the vampire being there. She just would have drowned.
Yeah.
She just would have killed herself and drowned.
Yeah. What would Victoria have done? Would she have been like mad that she didn't kill her?
Oh yeah,
Victoria's still around too. Like she's just gonna show the next movie, I guess.
Oh yeah, I forgot she's still out there.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
hiding in the Portland woods.
She's a mermaid.
She keeps going into Canada where the werewolves can't go.
Yeah, because they don't have their monster passport.
Which is because if I remember correctly, so I've been like Forks a few times or whatever, basically. And like my dad ran the Port Angeles Marathon when he was trying to qualify for the Boston, so we took a trip out there.
Nice.
But if I remember correctly, the Salish Sea is in between that Forks area and the Canadian border. So they're not just going like a few miles.
Yeah.
They'd have to go all the way down and around like the Puget Sound and then all the way back up through like Bellingham.
Gotcha.
So
it's quite a journey.
That's like whoa, guys, it's a long way.
Like, you must have had to rope off the cliff diving place in real life.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Just go do that.
Oh, man.
Oh, if I go jump off of there, my ghost boyfriend my real boyfriend will rescue me.
Yeah.
If I go to this cliff and jump off, I'll see Edward too.
Oh no.
Oh. It's like, oh,
don't do
just,
that, people.
You're just dead.
Yep. She fixes the motor. He fixes the motorcycles while having pizza thrown at him.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, let's go for a ride. No helmet.
No lessons.
Gosh.
First time out. Crashes. He's like, here's the brake. Here's
muddy
the gas.
Terrain.
Yeah. Just goes probably all in, like as hard as she can.
So
It's a rock.
And
it's a rock.
Well, no, no, no. We see, like, she Edward loses falls. Control. Yeah. And then, yeah, Jacob's like, hit the brake! And it's like, no! It's not what you do, because there's two
let
brakes.
Let off the gas.
Yeah, there's, like, front brake, back brake. Oh. And so it's like, she probably, like, if she had hit the front one, she would have, like, gone over, and then it would have, like, toppled over.
You know how you can tell who's a good motorcycle rider in this movie? They do an Akira stop every time. Like, Jacob does it. Somebody else does it on a motorcycle. Oh, the cool dudes in town.
The skeezy dudes.
After she goes to the movie with her friend, who's kind of just like, I don't know why I'm here. I haven't seen you in 6 months. You invite me to the movies. You're kind of a bitch. And it's just like blowing her off the whole night.
But it's kind of true, though, because only, like, said yes or invited her out because her dad was asking questions. And she's like, no, I'm cool.
And she's not even sitting with him at lunch. She's sitting, like, a table away. Right. She's kind of staring at him.
Yeah,
Edward's table.
And they're not, like, reaching out, you know, because they thought they were kind of tight before.
These friends?
Yeah, and they're just like, oh, I guess we're just going to ignore Bella's deep depression.
Yeah, that's like, what her friend says while they're walking. She's like, I know you're depressed, and that's, like, sad and stuff, but it's been a while, and you're bumming me out.
Well, that character is actually, like, she's totally, like, you know, kind of a shitty, like, person. But, I mean, the other, what about the other guys?
Right.
You know, it's just like
hey, reach out.
Bella,
yeah.
How you doing?
Come over after school and just hang out.
Or like, can I sit here?
Can we move to your table? But she gets on this skeezy guy's bike and is like, can it go any faster?
Yeah.
But then is like, oh no, I see a ghost ahead. It's Edward, just like I've been seeing all night. Stop. And he's like, oh, okay, I guess you're crazy. I should take you back.
Or just like, if I were to be like, can you get off.
But he must have driven her all that way and then driven her back to the same spot.
I think she walked back.
Because her friend is still there. And it's like, what the hell?
Still there.
But
just
then
waiting.
All of the other dudes are gone. All the other motorcycle skeezy dudes. They're all gone. It takes her like a half an hour to walk back.
Oh my god.
Everyone's gone.
What is this bar? One Eyed Willie?
One Eyed Pete's.
Oh, I hope that's a real bar.
It probably rules.
Yeah, I mean, they have really good pool tables. So she falls off her motorcycle when she gets it fixed up. The first time, goes belly first into a boulder.
Oh my god, slams her whole like rib cage and internal organs into
this is whenever she apologizes for bleeding in front of in front of Jacob, and he's like, why are you apologizing for bleeding?
Yeah, she's like, well, for years this tempted my boyfriend too much and he almost killed me every time.
Just like traumatized, like battered person.
So he takes off his whole shirt.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sure it does.
To dab the small head wound.
Dabs her head a couple of times.
He stands up to do it, too. Stands up in
he's
full.
He's ready to take his shirt off at the drop of a hat.
This is my last shirt, Bella. The rest were ruined from pizza.
If I looked like that, I'd probably take my shirt off more, too.
You'd be looking for excuses? He's also trying to score a vampire's girlfriend.
He likes her.
He does like her, yes. He's always liked her.
If someone did that with me, I'd be like, there's a first aid kit in the glove box.
Yeah.
And you just like...
You might need to go to the hospital.
Yeah, like...
Your dad's a cop. I don't want to explain this to him. Don't tell him you were here.
Yeah.
You want to go for a hike?
Anything just goes wrong. Like...
I took care of her. She's getting both monster factions mad at her now. Not really. She goes over to the werewolf, like, den. And it's just a nice cabin. They're all hanging out shirtless.
Well, that's where she finds out, like, right when she puts it all together, because she has that dream.
Yeah.
And she puts it together that they're werewolves. Mm-hmm. And then that's when she goes
she
to Jacob's
him.
House.
There's literally the scene where Jacob's like, I would never treat you like he did, Bella. And then he treats her like he did.
Oh, man. But yeah, she goes over there and like, you boys, you've corrupted my Jacob. And they're just laughing at her like, you don't know what you're talking about.
She slaps like the 15-year-old or something.
He loses his shit and is just like, rawr, werewolf mode, and punches a hole through the drywall and chugs a white Monster energy drink.
Kyle transforms.
Exactly.
But yeah, then she sees, like, they're werewolves.
And they're like, oh, now that you know our secret, we can all be friends.
Yeah, come exactly. in for dinner. Oh my god, it's so funny. Because they battle, and then they come back to the house, like, ah, you.
Wolf battle. Yeah, they're, like, rolling around and playing on the ground and in the forest. We find out that the head werewolf lost his temper once and, like, tore half of his wife's face off, though.
Yeah.
So this is quite dangerous to be around. They got hairpin trigger when it comes to their anger issues.
But maybe that's just him.
Just the leader? Okay, maybe.
Maybe he just has anger issues and it's not a werewolf thing.
Well, I think
it was...
Jacob warns about it, though.
Because also, like, he gets all pissed off at that, like, the stomach flu kid.
Oh, my God.
He gets all, like, aggro. He gets all, so,
this is going back to school. And Bella's trying to make friends with some of the the kids at the table again.
Well, the guy asks her out.
Because she comes and sits down mid-sentence. It's like, Bella, you haven't sat with us for 6 months. And you just drop in, like, nothing's happened. And one of the guys is like, will you go out with me? Like, has been holding this in.
She asked him if he wants to see a movie.
No, he asked her first. He's like, hey, do you want to go out with me? Or, like, hey, do you want to go see a movie with me? And she's like, yeah, let's go see a movie.
Let's everyone
And then
go.
She turns it into a group thing.
Well, he's like, I've heard things about, like, love spilled backwards is love. It's like, what about face punch?
I'm not going to a romantic comedy during this time. It's all Gerard Butler. Yeah. This 2009 bullshit.
Oh, man.
Or Ghosts of Girlfriends Past, some Ryan Reynolds movie.
2009, what action movie came out then?
Oof.
Is there a Jason Bourne movie?
Probably. Those came out for a couple of years, like every year they were coming out.
And there, like, a new one coming out?
I'm thinking this might be Sucker Punch. No, that's a little early for this. It's 2009. Sucker Punch was a little later.
Yeah.
Face Punch, though. Any number of action movies.
Right.
But it's too much for Blonde Kid.
Oh, he gets actually physically ill from this movie.
Well, because one of the friends couldn't meet up because the emo haired kid was sick.
Mm-hmm.
So she billed to take care of him. So it turns out there was a bug.
He was actually
turned into a triple date between Jacob, this blonde nerd, and Bella in the middle.
They're both holding
their
hands.
They're both holding their
hands. Oh, that hurt.
I cringe inside my soul.
Yup.
Oh.
She should have taken their hands and just put them together and walked away.
Yeah.
But yeah, blonde dude can't handle the violence on screen. It's too much. There must have been some, like, good squib work happening and, like, blood flying. Because he goes and he pukes in the bathroom. Maybe he just has the bug that the kid has.
And they're just trying to imply that he's weak.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, I'm actually sick, guys. Like,
yeah, right.
I need to go home.
What's weird is they leave the theater the same time he does. Like, if my friend was at the theater and went out to, like, be ill, I'd probably wait for confirmation that we were leaving or, like, things were okay. I don't know if I'd leave at the same time as them. The movie's not half over. Like, nobody else leaves the theater.
Oh, man. Have you ever had a stomach flu or, like, food poisoning?
Yeah.
It is a wave.
It's a nightmare.
That kid would have been in that bathroom for, like, 45 minutes after the theater closed. Just not able to go to a
second location. Sir, we're closing the theater now. Oh, and then you have to clean up.
Oh, no! Like, I'm gonna need 2 popcorn buckets. It's an emergency.
Just make a run for the back alley at that point.
God, poor kid.
But
Jacob rages out at him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jacob's ready to kill this kid for being weak.
Kyle Vampire.
He's in the manosphere.
Yeah, he's just like, if you feel sick, maybe you should go to the hospital. You want me to put you in the hospital?
This guy's like, bro, I might like puke and shit all over myself. Don't hit me.
He's like a stomach flu or food poisoning. And like now, he's like gonna get his ass kicked
like,
by this 16-year-old.
One moment. In, like, the worst moment to be, like, in a fight. You'd be like, no.
Like, even, like try and defend yourself.
Your arms are just so weak.
Just like, please.
I was crouched over the toilet for the last 45 minutes.
Oh, man.
because she jumps off the cliff to escape the redhead vampire, Alice gets a intuitive, like, premonition that she's dead.
Mm-hmm. That she wants, see him being she taken jumps out. Off the cliff because she wants to see Edward.
Right, sorry, yeah, the redhead yeah. was down there.
And, she, like, incidentally, simultaneously, like, yeah. the werewolves are chasing Victoria.
Right.
And she, cliff jumps.
They just the thrill of it.
Recreationally, yeah. is what she says.
Yeah, recreationally.
What's that?
I said they just incidentally do it at the same time.
Yeah. Sure, sure.
And Victoria happens to swim around exactly to where Bella is. Mm-hmm.
But misses her when Bella yeah. bonks her head. Like
Jacob pulls her out.
I know, but
or
she could have got to
like
her.
Or maybe there's like a big distance that they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, see. Because at that point, then Canada is across. Like right there. So maybe she's just making another run for Canada.
I like how these boys are like throwing each other off this cliff willy-nilly when they're in human form. But in dog form, they won't jump off the cliff and chase yeah. her. They're like, no,
well,
we're scared.
Well, they can't do like, you know, a breaststroke.
Doggy paddle.
Like, yeah, because they have to doggy swim against all of the waves.
All you have to do is throw a rock off and they'll like jump off to chase
yeah.
it.
Yeah, like, gotta get it.
Alice comes back and is like, oh my god, you're alive. And this pisses Jacob off. Mm-hmm. He's like, I thought those Colin vampire scum were gone for good. And he's like, legitimately pissed, like, I can't protect you if you go in that house.
Yeah.
This is so weird.
Well, they kind of set it up that it was like a trick by Victor. They make
yeah.
it like
yeah.
she's in the house.
It could be the bad vampires.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not.
Kind of surprised. It was
also, just
Alice.
Like, lets her go anyway.
But know? Then busts in.
Yeah.
What a teenager thing to do. Be
I
like,
know.
All right, oh you can God. Do it. I trust you. And then halfway through, be like, no, I have to protect you.
Right. Yeah, if you go, I can't protect you. I can't protect you. Can't go in.
You're crossing a line, Bella.
I guess you don't care about the rules.
Oh my God.
All these fucking rules. But Edward calls, well, Jacob and Alice and Bella are in the house, and Jacob picks up the phone and is just like, Swan Residence.
All aggressively.
Yeah, totally.
And Edward asks to talk to her dad, and he's like, he's busy planning a funeral.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Oh, because Harry died. Yeah, so he's like, that's why it's not there.
Oh my God.
He thinks
God.
It's about Bella.
Yeah. Of course Edward thinks it's about Bella now.
Yeah, because he has like no context.
We find out he's been doing heroin in a Roman
in
hotel
Palo
room. Oh yeah, in a hotel room for like 6 months. He looks bad.
His lips are chapped.
Like, he looks bad for a vampire. He doesn't look Nosferatu bad yet.
Mm-hmm. He's still like kind of purple, lavender purple.
Yeah.
Ella says like he only calls every couple. And so I imagine it's like, I'm fine, and then hangs up.
Oh, totally. Like a spy.
Yeah.
Totally unnecessary, just role-playing. He's airbrushing people's abs down on the beach for a minimum wage.
He's doing, like, airbrush caricatures.
And then hitting
or, like,
himself.
T-shirts. Yeah, like the t-shirts at the fair.
Yep.
It's all, like, gangster style.
And it's Edward doing it.
Yeah. And he just does heroin, and then he just doesn't know what he's doing, and he airbrushes abs onto himself.
That explains everything. Because he looks like a monster when he walks out and is going to expose himself in this little village.
Expose himself in this
to the humans. It's noon, and it's time
well,
to expose himself.
At first, he goes to the Volturi and asks for them to kill him.
Yeah.
And they're like, sorry, your power's too cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could use you, though. Mm-hmm. We could put you to good work. And he's like, yeah, I'm just going to walk outside. And they're like, if you do, we'll kill you. So he does. Bella makes it just in time.
She doesn't yell for him. She runs through the fountain.
You don't have good hearing. He has telekinesis.
Well, he's also like,
he does have good hearing.
He's all like out of it.
Yeah.
One from the heroin.
The heroin.
Yes.
But then two, yeah, he's just like, I can't do it.
He probably hasn't been drinking any blood, like animal or human. So he's in really bad shape. We find out in this one, maybe we found out in the last one, that your eyes turn red if you've been drinking blood.
In the last one.
If you're, like, vegetarian,
yeah.
You have normal
yellow eyes.
Yeah, they're yellow.
Yellow, okay. I thought that was just his eyes, like the actor.
No, because remember in the first one, they're in class together and his eyes are like black. And later she's like, did you get contacts or something? And we find out later it's because he went to go eat a thing. And he was like, his pupils were all dilated because
he just ate the deer.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, it brings them back to normal after they've eaten, so that you see the yellow.
And if you go the whole way and drink human blood, then you have red eyes.
Yes.
Yeah. In the books, does that make your powers stronger if you're drinking human blood?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I remember
in the books. I remember something about there being about like whenever you're a new vampire, that's whenever you're the strongest. Like newborn vampires are like extra strong.
I thought it was really funny when we're in the Volturi, and they're doing like there will be a test.
Yes.
And they're doing, like, a tourist, they're running them through, and this is, like, a Blade moment, because there's, like, old women and kids and parents.
It's a lot of them, too.
And they just walk them into a slaughterhouse, and you can hear them scream.
Such a bummer, because I'm a big tour taker.
Oh, me too. And, like, ghost tours, especially.
No, I'd be like, oh, my God, this
I could be tricked into this like nobody's business.
Yeah, for sure.
This is going to be the most blood-curdling tour you've ever been on.
You get to see Italian catacombs. Cool. I'm safe.
And then the vampires come out. And you're like, could you just turn me? I mean, I know I'm here to be eaten, but could you just turn me?
Like, sorry, you're just going to get a lame power. We got to put you down.
You're just dessert. Yep.
Yeah, just dessert. Oh, but yeah, though, like, does the reference to dessert, does that imply... like a scale of like savory to sweet.
Oh yeah.
Blood.
It's like the different types, you can taste them.
Yeah. Yeah,
like type A, type B.
It's like, oh, this one's more of an entree. Mm.
Oh, this is an after dinner blood.
Yeah, exactly.
This one helps you wake up.
Yeah. Yeah, like coffee. Yeah.
This one's a sativa, this one's an indica. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So they're gonna kill Edward and we get this kind of cool fight scene. I gotta give it to it.
They're gonna kill Bella.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're gonna kill Bella. Edward intervenes and he has to fight the goon vampire. With, like, he looks like a James Bond goon.
Yeah, he did, like Jaws.
At first, they want to see it, because they're, at first, the main Volturi is, like, entranced by Bella, because he wants to... Because
she's immune to powers.
Yeah, because they, like, he's like, oh, Edward can't read her mind, I wonder, and he tries his powers, it doesn't work. Then they have Dakota Fanning train her pain bullshit.
None of it works.
And it doesn't work.
He determines this means she's too dangerous to survive.
When she knows about vampires.
Well, yeah, that too. And werewolves. I wonder if they know about that. But Edward steps in and fights this goon, gets thrown all around the room. We're breaking some, like, classic stairs.
Oh, it's funny because, like, he does the thing again, almost, where Bella's in danger. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, I'll protect you. And then, like... Force throws her like to the other side of the room.
Oh my God. You don't want to be bleeding in a room full of these vampires. Yeah. This is way worse than your family, Bella.
Like, halfway through this fight, the guy's like, if only it was your intention to turn her. And they're like, we're like, wait, what?
Yeah. Well, first she's like, stop, you can kill me instead. And it's like, well, that's what we were going to do.
Literally, how this all
began. Now we're going to kill you both, unless you want to turn her. And they're just like, oh, we could never do that.
That was an option?
Bella's like, that's been my plan the entire movies. Mm-hmm.
And then Alice is like, I'll turn her myself. I've seen it.
Yeah.
And then the guy sees her vision through her, so he knows she's not lying.
And they look like they're from like an outtake from The Mummy. Because he's wearing like Indiana Jones kind of clothes, and she's wearing a frilly dress. And they're running through the forest,
and
I guess.
She had the vampire eyes.
Nobody has fangs, though, do they?
Well, the dude who plays Arrow has very sharp-looking veneers.
All the way across, though. All the way across. And that's way scarier to get bit with all the teeth than just the two.
He played, like, what, the Lycan Lord in the Underworld movies?
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Okay. Have you seen those, Josh?
I have not.
Wow. Those are your type of movies.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like, if you like the cheesy action and, yeah, like, dialogue from these movies... That's it. R-rated ramped up to 100.
Okay. Someone will have to make a list of that.
Oh, there's so many of them
there's
at this point.
There's a lot of Underworld movies.
An underlist.
Oh, my lord.
This pretty much solves everything. Everybody's like, let's take a vote.
Better do it quick or we're going to come after you.
They're having another, like, funeral parlor meeting at the Collins house. Everybody's sipping white wine and dressed very casual or formally.
I guess they're voting on if that Bella will be turned into a...
Because everything the vampires do are...
Which I guess
democracy.
Is, like, to me, is, like, weird because it's, like, it should be up to her and whoever wants to turn her.
Yes.
What does she ask them to vote?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then also, like, they're like, it has to be Edward... and he's like, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he agrees to, right?
Yes, he
does. After
does.
The vote?
If she...
The very end.
Oh, that, at the very end.
Well, that was his stipulation. Was, and then he's, you know, how the movie ends is like, you gotta marry me.
Yeah.
That's what he says. You gotta marry me.
Yeah.
Cut to black.
No, it's the subtitle with parentheses. Gasp. Like, and then cut to black. I remember being in the theater.
Yeah.
And it happened. It was like, oh,
it blew up.
Yeah.
That was Twilight New Moon. That was a lot of fun. Josh.
That was a lot of fun.
Yay!
It was.
Sorry it took me 14 months.
Don't take 14 months for the next one.
I probably
got three movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like my over 10 years.
All of the movies. Strangely, we age, but you don't. And we're just like, what's going on here? Oh, that was a lot of fun. Let's go around. Liz, when's the last time you saw this movie? Do you watch these pretty often? Do you have these on, like, a DVD?
I do have them on DVD.
Yeah.
But I don't really watch DVDs anymore. They mm-hmm. are available on streaming platforms that yeah. I just sometimes put on, I don't know, whatever, shut up.
Sure, sure. Is there one of these you would go back to more than the others? Like, the first one? Because I know people do, like, the Harry Potter rewatch in the winter.
Yeah.
Not my thing. Some people rewatch Lord of the Rings every once in a while. I can't imagine watching all five of these, but... Huh. Do you have a favorite?
Oh. Or...
I mean, we will.
Me neither. Oh, no. yeah, I mean, like, you know, the whole fandom has that joke about the Hoa Hoa season, which
yeah.
is, like, autumn.
Mm-hmm.
And the song, Hoa Hoa
Hoa. Yes.
But yes, no, definitely, it's got a vibe, a fall vibe to it that goes really great with soup.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can just sit by the window and watch the world yeah. go by watching this in the background.
But yeah, no, I don't know. Honestly, I think I did a rewatch at the beginning of 2025.
Cool, okay.
Yeah.
So but it's pretty fresh in your mind. So.
It's, well, yeah. I mean, also, it's been probably annual since... Like, they came out.
Oh, fun.
Yeah,
okay.
So I've watched
You know
this.
These movies.
Yes, I do.
Would you recommend this movie for our listeners?
Duh. I mean, if anything, it's funny.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun to sit and watch yeah. with your friends.
Yeah.
It's got a 28 on Rotten Tomatoes, but a 61 popcorn rating. So people like it three times better than the critics do. Justin... Was this a one and done the first time you saw it in theaters?
Yeah, this is the second time I've seen this movie.
Okay. And would you recommend Twilight New Moon?
You didn't recommend the first one, for the record.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird if you recommend the second.
I would say only really in this setting.
Yeah, if you're on a podcast
to talk about it.
Yeah, prime podcast material.
I think that it is, like you said, fun to watch with friends to, like, enjoy in that aspect. But if I was just on my own, I would not watch this movie again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're wearing a Chucky hoodie, so yeah. Wouldn't put this like in your in your circle of things you would casually watch.
It wasn't like terrible or
this
anything.
This was a horror movie. There were vampires and werewolves.
There's blood.
There's a little bit of blood, you're right. Josh, if somebody came up to you in a dark alley
on a motorcycle.
Yeah, on a motorcycle. It was like, hey, would you recommend Twilight New Moon?
If they like the first one. This is definitely more of the same, which I am here for.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's Twilight 1, but with Jacob. There's still of awkward scenes of them staring at each other and saying really cheesy book lines.
Yeah.
A lot of it's kind of the opposite, because in the first one, she really wants Edward, right? And Edward's like, no.
Yeah.
And in this one, Jacob really wants her, and she's literally, like, face-palming him away from her.
Meanwhile, but she also, she's, like, face-palming him, yes, but then she's also saying romantic things to him.
Yeah. Like, I love you.
She's not, like laying on him in the car. Yeah, you're like the sun.
You're sort of beautiful.
Yeah.
Over the months, it goes from face-palming him to face-abbing him.
Yeah.
Stay away
from me.
Get those abs away. Yeah, I'd say if you like the first one, it's a required watch. Just the whole franchise, probably. You need to finish the story.
Yeah.
You can't just leave it at will they, won't they. Team Edward, Team Jacob.
All right, who? Team Edward, Team Jacob. Who's who?
They're both terrible choices.
Hard agree.
Let's weigh the pros really quick.
Edward will turn her into a vampire.
Yeah.
But through marriage.
Yeah.
Only, yeah. A controlling way. He leaves at the slightest hint of problems, too. Like, yeah.
Right.
He books it out of town every time there's a problem.
But his whole family likes her.
Yeah, his family likes her. Both families like her. That's a pro on both sides.
Yeah.
Somehow she's good with families. She doesn't look like it. And she doesn't
except
sound
her own
like
family.
It. Yeah. Except her own family, yeah.
Yeah. Poor Charlie.
Yeah, is there a Team Charlie?
Oh, there is a Team Charlie.
Is he gonna get a good end?
Aw, he has to wake up every night to her screaming.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I almost want to choose Jacob because he's younger and more innocent and is, like, not making as many mistakes as Edward is. And he's not 109.
Yeah.
Like, the age difference is 2 years between them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not 92.
Yeah.
But he is also got a lot of growing up to do. He's mm-hmm. very, like, quick-tempered and violent.
He
and
might
also
rip her face off.
Yeah. He might not, though. That might just be the guy's
That's a pretty
issue.
Big might. There's no chance
when
of
you're dating a monster, though, which she mm-hmm. seems pretty dead set on doing.
Would you rather be left in a forest overnight or have your face half ripped?
I don't know, because Emily looks pretty badass with that vampire face ripping.
Yeah.
Werewolf.
So what's the next one called?
Eclipse.
Ooh.
Then Breaking Dawn Parts 1 and 2.
Okay, so we got three more. Eclipse, that's when was it a solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse? Because the werewolves have nothing to do with the moon in this one.
Nope.
The Mitsubishi eclipse.
An Elantra.
Yeah.
Twilight Prius.
What about you, Austin? Would you
recommend? Oh, I said if you like the first one, yeah, you should probably just finish them all. They have. They
just recommend the next three without having seen them.
Exactly, the next three or four. They have a certain style to them that is like nothing else is like it. They got a huge budget, and this is what they chose to do with it. Like, slow things down
CGI
at the same time as
speeding. Puppy dogs.
Yeah, a bunch of CGI puppies. They're all unique. They're all differently colored and have, like, their own fur and size. They spent a lot of money on these dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Light recommend if you like the first one. Not a movie I'm going to watch every year, but a movie I'm glad that we're watching here on the podcast, Liz. Thanks for bringing it.
Yeah.
You bring great movies every time you come. Feel free to join us anytime.
I hope so soon.
If you want to look up any of the movies and films we've watched with Liz in the past, you can find them on podcast.com. Check us out at the Have You Seen podcast on Instagram, where you can find links to all of our previous episodes, and keep up to date with us at fapcheck@facebook.com. Check out Amazeballs, where right now we're doing a really fun series where we're going through sitcoms, most of which, surprise, surprise, Josh has never seen.
So we
dragged him from this podcast to the other one to watch sitcoms. One of your favorites, Cheers.
Yes! Oh my god, I once planned a whole trip to Boston just to go to Cheers. It was awesome.
Yes.
I actually got food poisoning on the flight.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Anyway.
Oh, have you done a Frasier Seattle tour?
Duh.
Okay.
Nothing really exists in real life.
Well, now they're building the Central Perk in New York. I'm not a Friends person either. We did it for the show, and we sadly did it back-to-back with Seinfeld, which hurt its score even more. We were just like two New York shows at the top, like in the prime of their game. One of them obviously ahead. Check that out on Amazeballs, and check out What About Wrestling, where we do crossover events with our other two podcasts. Until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin.
I'm Liz.
Hey guys, have you seen?
Isn't there an email I was supposed to read?